Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. I wanted to share with everybody, you know, for many of us, this can be a bit of a lonely time, right? If you don't have big family, you don't have a ton of plans. And I think all of us have had those moments in our life where we've been a little lonely. And I wanted to ask you, Dom, like, what do you do when you're feeling either a little sad or a little lonely? Like, how do you pick up your spirits? Do you have advice to people that are listening to pick themselves up if they're feeling a little alone over the holiday season?
Well, I would just, it's very rare. Let's put it that way.
You feel lonely.
When I get the alone time, sometimes it's welcomed. You know, there's a lot of peopling going on in my world these days, and sometimes all the peopling can be overbearing as well. I mean, I think there's a lot of that as well, right? Not just
there's a feeling that people can be lonely. Yeah, there's a feeling sometimes even when you're with a lot of people, you can still feel lonely.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah. That is a very real thing. I describe often, I lived in New York, and sometimes I did feel lonely, but sometimes I felt also like I can be alone in the sea of people, and that worked for me. So I take your point.
Yes, yes.
So just maybe at times that you've been a little sad, what do you do to bring yourself out of that? Other than talk smack on the radio, my
besides
friend.
Besides that, go for a walk, go to the gym, you know, go grab a drink, engage in the things that you enjoy. You know, it's not always the social part of life, man. You know, self-care is a big thing. And, you know, I'm a very social person, and so I draw energy from other people, and it gives me energy. But if there's a time that I would be sad, and it's so very rare, man. When Dad passed, I drank a lot. I guess that'd be but I wouldn't suggest anyone
don't do that. Don't do that.
Engage in the activities that bring you joy. If it's reading, if it's sitting down reading a book, do that. If you like going to the gym, working out, you know, do something that you, if you're going to go to the gym, go do leg day. You know, if you're always a bench press guy, mix it up, go do some legs.
You know? Do some legs. You'll feel good.
Do some legs, bro. You know, get on that. Do some cardio, those kinds of things. And that's for me. And everyone's got their hobby and the things they enjoy. I think when you have an opportunity, and you know, because it gets so busy.
It does.
It gets really, really busy. And I'm not a big fan of the word busy, because we can, you know, dig a hole and fill it back up.
Well, it's like everybody has a lovely sense of humor, right? And it is very funny and is also very busy. I've never asked someone, hey, how you doing? And they're like, you know what? I'm real bored and things are super slow at work. I'm just coasting and phoning it in. Like, I don't hear that so much.
I hear it a little bit.
Well, that's just from you, Dom.
Phoning it in, Maggie. So, you know, it is tough. I think, you know, the difficult times for me have been really around family, you know, Pa not being there, you know, Ma not doing too well in the home and all that. So those things, and you reflect and enjoy the times that you had, you know, and I think those are, remember those things and try to then, you know, you can't replicate it. But engage in it. You know, we just went on a trip and we took our adult kids with us. Adler's 22, Izzy's 19.
Yeah.
And it's been so long. And I see them jumping in the ocean, in the waves. And they remind me. It's like when they were kids. When they're just little 6-7-year-olds. You know, and so you can't recreate it. Those days are gone. Every minute that's gone, you can't go get back. But you can make an effort to purposefully engage and try to do those things that bring you joy.
One of the things that, and I don't care where you are in the state of Wisconsin, it can be at a tavern, it can be after a religious service, it can be at your local grocery store. One of the things that I think can help people break out from a funk, if you will, is, hey, just go have a nice little conversation about nothing with a complete stranger.
Right. Yeah.
And like just... like sprinkle a little sunshine and smiles, and like usually in the state of Wisconsin, you will almost like 99.99999% of the time
go to the grocery store. Someone will talk to you at the checkout line.
Give a call. I don't know. Invent some questions, some assistance that you need. Call up a store. You will end up in a conversation. Right. Go to a Starbucks. Someone will end up in conversation because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
We reciprocate those kindnesses. I was reading up on just some of the things to break through loneliness or a little bit of funk. And obviously, I think some of it is like if you feel badly, sometimes you can't fight that. It's just like, oh, not having the best day, but maybe I'll just take a pause today and tomorrow I'm going to get up and go grocery shopping or get some things done.
Self-awareness and knowing that. Because not everyone, you know, some days are great, you know, some days are okay, and some days are a little tough. And know that, you know, the great days are never going to last forever. Know the terrible days, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And being able to recognize those. And a lot of those feelings are all within our head. I think that's the other thing, too. I mean, it's so weird. I can wake up some days, nothing has changed. The weather's the same. I'm the same weight. Yep. You know what I mean? And some days I'd be in a better mood than others. And why is that? Yep. You know what I mean? I don't know why that is. There's all sorts of reasons why that could be. But recognizing that today's that's how I'm feeling. And then kind of, you know, adjust for that. Not to overcompensate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just, but like maybe today isn't the best
today's day. Today's the best day to do X, Y, or Z.
Right. And, well, reassess tomorrow.
Some days, super efficient. Today, really efficient. Well, I was off for a few days. You know what I mean? Got back today, man. I was like, man, if I could work like this every day, I'd get everything done. Yeah. But, you know, that doesn't last. So, you know, when you're riding that wave, ride it out and get what you can done. And when it's a little slower, at least in your head maybe, and those things and the work things and life things become a little more complicated and burdensome, oh, then back off. Lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, you can. Throttle back.
Yep.
Again, I just want to wish each and every one of you and your families a happy, happy New Year's Eve. Please be safe out there. Take care of one another. That's one of the things that I want you to hear from me today. Make sure everybody gets home safely. Please do not drive. If you've had any cocktails, call that Lyft or Uber. Make sure your friends and family all get home safe. And I wish you all the best from me to you for a wonderful 2025. I can't wait to come back and be with you live for my first show in 2025 on January 6th. I'll be back in the chair. And again, my thanks to everyone at Civic Media. In the game.
But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve.
You've been listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Learn more about the show and hear all of our past episodes at civicmedia.us/shows.